This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Candidates who lose elections by a wide margin would have a harder time requesting a recount under a bill being considered by the state legislature. CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
The proposal stems in part from a statewide recount last year that was funded by former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. She lost the Republican primary for Secretary of State by around 14 points. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says she's concerned these long-shot recounts can be used to spread distrust in the election system.
Democracy should not be exploited by candidates who lost by massive margins to spread disinformation.
Griswold is also proposing that more counties process ballots earlier, and county clerks will ask the state to pay a higher percentage of the cost to run elections. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Colorado is among 22 states that will split nearly $200 million in federal funds to improve wildfire resilience. Vice President Kamala Harris says the grants will help expand wildfire policy to include prevention.
Which is, of course, about preparedness and resilience. Because we know the best time to fight a fire is before it starts.
Colorado's Archuleta County is among the first recipients of the grant money. The county in southwest Colorado will get more than $1 million for a wildfire protection plan. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack will be visiting Colorado for National Nutrition Month. He'll be at a school in Weld County on Wednesday, where he's expected to announce new money to help students get healthy school meals. Colorado voters approved a ballot measure last fall that offers all students a free lunch at school. Two teenagers on spring break died over the weekend in a sledding accident at Copper Mountain. The Summit County Sheriff's Office says they were from Illinois. They reportedly sledded down a half pipe, flew off a snowbank, and landed on ice. Copper Mountain bans visitors from using sleds or toboggans on its slopes. In Denver, mostly sunny and highs near 60 this afternoon. This is CPR News.